This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the menu for September. It's awfully good. Tiffany Damskoff is with us. She's executive director over at Meals on Wheels for East Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to. You know what? If my wife prepared this menu for September, I would be a very happy camper. This is nice. This is not bad at all. Let's talk about the origins. How did Meals on Wheels get started in our area anyway?
Well, in our area, it started back in the 70s, the early 70s, mm-hmm. with the Ministerial Alliance. And they determined that there was a need in East Texas to serve those who are unable to get out of their homes mm-hmm. and had limited mobility. So they got together and formed Meals on Wheels back in 1973. So we'll celebrate 52 years later this month.
I just confessed to you almost as long as I've been doing this. So this is a long time program. When did you come on board?
I've been the executive director for almost 4 years now.
Okay. Is this something, what led you to a job like this? I always find that interesting when I talk to you.
That is an interesting story because I have a family tie to Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
Norman, Oklahoma, Meals on Wheels served my grandparents over 20 years ago.
Oh.
So when I was approached about 6 years ago to come on board with this organization, I knew the importance of serving in the community and serving those that need us.
Yeah. And certainly they do. Actually, I live in a small town outside of here and commute. And my brother-in-law lives in the same town, and he's working with the senior center there and doing Meals on Wheels deliveries. They're really all over the country. Do you know how long the program itself has been around?
They have been around for over 50 years.
Okay.
So most of the organizations have been around just as long as we have been.
Okay. It is considered a ministry. We should say that. How many people do you serve? I know the area. I have a map here. There we go. I'm looking at the map that you guys serve. It's Greg Harrison, Upshur, Henderson, Van Zandt, Smith, and Wood counties.
Yes. 6 1/4 counties that we serve. We serve a 3,500 square mile area in East Texas, and we serve 2,000 clients.
Okay. How does one become a client? How do you decide who gets a meal and who doesn't? Who's immobile, who can't travel, and who can?
Well, Roger, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Currently, our clients that are potential clients will qualify through Health and Human Services.
Okay.
We've been experiencing a wait list for over a year now mm-hmm. because of reductions in funding.
Yeah, that's hit everybody.
Yes, sir, yeah. It has.
I talked to the food bank just the other day, and everybody's dealing with it, you know.
But we continue to serve mm-hmm. those 2,000 clients 5 lunches a week. So we are still taking care of the clients that we have had for years. We are not eliminating any of those clients, but we are struggling to add more clients currently.
Okay. Well, looking at the eligibility on the website, you have to be 60 at least, right?
Yes, 60 or disabled.
Okay. One way or another, getting out of the house, traveling is tough
yes.
for you. And you have to not be able to prepare a decent meal for yourself.
Well, we want people that have limited access to get food, or maybe they don't have any family that are checking on them, because one of the things that we add to our service is a safety check.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a very important part of our service, checking in on clients, because we have stumbled upon people that have needed additional health services, and
right.
we're able to get them those needs that they to help them out.
Well, yeah, it's like the police doing a welfare check, that sort of
yes.
thing. Yeah. So it's not just obviously the food, nutrition, but it's also you doing okay? Everything all right?
Absolutely.
Anything you need? Whatever.
Yes, we become part of their family because they can trust us. Mm-hmm. Our volunteers serve the clients on a regular basis, and they become truly like their family.
Well, my brother-in-law told me that you it's now he comes to the front door, Andy, how you doing? Blah 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 blah, and it's like having another grandparent. Yeah.
Yes, it is, and it's truly a rewarding experience. I recommend volunteering to anyone if they've never done it before to at least try it once.
Mm-hmm. Do you do it?
I do.
Curiosity? Yeah.
Yes. I love volunteering and delivering to our clients. It's very rewarding to see them peeking out the window looking for not just the meal, mm-hmm. to talk to somebody that they can trust and that they appreciate that. Just a little bit of conversation from somebody, and we may be the only one that they talk to in a week.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess that's part of it too, if you think about it, because we become such a disparate family units. A lot of movement, kids living far away, et cetera, siblings living far away. You may not get to talk to family. You may, if you're not getting out much, you may not have a lot of friends you socialize with.
That is absolutely true.
Do you find yourself getting kind of getting stuck sometimes? Come in, sit down. Let me make some coffee. Yeah.
Yes, I have. But we learn which clients we need to save until the last, because those will take a little bit longer. But it is truly an experience that I recommend to everyone.
Well, and it's, as Andy said, it's like having another set of grandparents for him. Actually, several, when you think about it, even in a small town. And for them, what they get, as you say, is the socialization as well.
Yes, and that's very important to our overall well-being.
Yeah. What other requirements? If you just is that pretty much it? You meet the age requirement or the disability requirement. Getting food is tough for you. And there's nobody who can help you.
Right. A limited income is usually part of that piece, but mm-hmm. it's not a very stringent requirement.
Otherwise, you'd call, you know, Uber or somebody, Uber Eats or somebody to deliver a meal.
Yeah, but they're just going to drop it on your doorstep. They're not going to say hello. They're not going to check in on you and make sure you're okay. They're not going to call the EMTs if you need them.
Yeah. Okay.
Chances are they're not going to.
Probably. Okay, so I'm looking at the menu. This is neat, and I'm looking at September, and you started with Labor Day, and you gave them a nice smoked sausage on a hot dog bun with peppers, tater tots, mixed fruit and milk, and all that. And I said, Tuesday, barbecue pork rib. Wednesday, cheese enchiladas and con carne sauce. My gosh, chicken breast and gravy on Thursday, and then chicken fried steak on Friday. That's a great week, actually.
Do we need to deliver a meal to you, Roger?
I tell you what, I'm stuck up here all afternoon. I would love one, actually. That is terrific. Where does the food come from?
We prepare the meals fresh in our kitchen on Robertson Road here in Tyler. So all of those meals are prepared in our commercial kitchen.
Wow.
Yes.
So are these professional staff, or are they volunteers as well?
We have a third party that manages our kitchen.
Okay.
It's Trio Community Meals, and they've been part of our Meals on Wheels family for over 20 years.
Okay. Where does the food come from then?
A big truck backs up and delivers it all just like it would to a restaurant.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, how do you get the food? I guess I'm asking.
It is ordered, and it comes into our kitchen, and they prepare it.
So you buy it?
Yes, okay.
I didn't know if it was donated or what.
Food is purchased.
Okay. So probably, I'm guessing, donations are very, very welcome.
Yes, they are, because that is the biggest expense that we have is our food, obviously. But that's what we do. We serve food.
Yeah. And as we said at the beginning, government help on that is now limited.
It's less and less every
How big
year.
A hit was it for you guys?
We had one of our programs eliminated, our caregiver program, which was a meal program that we provided an additional meal to the caregiver in the home. And it might be a spouse, a family member, mm-hmm. a nurse aide that was helping out our client. So okay. that was not a huge hit, but we've seen a reduction in funding for years. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're concerned about the shutdown and what that might do to us.
Well, and the pandemic had to have been rough, et cetera, et cetera. The recession before that. So it's like one thing after another.
Absolutely. So yeah. we do rely on donations from churches and organizations and, of course, individuals.
Okay. So you have a staff that prepares the food.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody's got to put it all together, right?
Yes. They assemble the meals in our office on Robertson Road, and then our volunteers and paid drivers pick those meals up from our location in Tyler, and we distribute to 18 sites across East Texas. And from there, volunteers and other people in the organization deliver those meals within those communities.
Okay, so there's a final leg on the journey.
Yes.
Okay. So from the central location, you have staff that do that.
Yes.
Okay. And there are drop-off sites, and then the volunteers, you know, grab a bag and go.
Yes.
Okay. Does your professional staff do all the packing and all of that?
They do a majority of the packing, and then our volunteers also pack the way they like to deliver the meals. So they'll yeah. package their 10 or so meals and then put them in insulated bags, and they'll take them to deliver them to our clients.
I saw on the website you were in need of the delivery bags, you know, like the pizza guy that comes to your door. You need a hot bag, right?
We have those bags. It's actually the grocery bags that you put your
the reusable grocery bags,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And so how many volunteers do you have?
We have over 600 active volunteers.
Wow.
That's across our coverage area.
Right. That's still a lot of folks.
It is.
And you've got, did I recall correctly, 2,000 clients?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So your folks are busy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But we always need more volunteers.
So what do you, if this sounds like a good idea to you, what's the first step? I'd like to help out. What do I do?
You can come to our office for a mm-hmm. tour and get a little bit more information about how it works. You can visit our website and fill out a volunteer application and to find out more there also.
Okay. And I'm guessing, particularly looking at the website, your range of volunteers kind of covers everything from students to retirees. Who all volunteers?
We have professionals that volunteer as well. They take their lunch hour mm-hmm. and deliver meals. It usually doesn't take much more than an hour.
Okay.
We have grandparents and their grandchildren volunteer.
Well, unless you get one of those talkative clients, yeah. yeah.
Well, that's true. But we have children and their parents volunteer with us on the holidays and during spring break and the Christmas break. So we welcome volunteers of all ages.
How cool would that be for a kid to have that kind of example set early on in life?
It is wonderful. And our clients love seeing the younger generation come to their door.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just as you say that I'm picturing then the grandmother or grandfather comes out in them, you know, with the young person at the door.
Yes, and we give them a shirt too.
Oh yeah.
Yes, our young volunteers get shirts as well.
Well, that's all it takes for the kid. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, give me the T-shirt and I'm good.
Sometimes that's all it takes with the adults too.
Now it only takes about an hour out of your day
yes.
to do this.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have people who volunteer every day?
We have some that volunteer mm-hmm. every weekday that we're delivering. Yes, we have regular volunteers.
Yeah.
We have some that choose to only do it once a month or once a quarter, and they mm-hmm. have people that rotate in their offices that volunteer.
Okay. Okay. Do you have, so sometimes you'll have like a company. Hey, everybody, we're going to go do Meals on Wheels this week. That kind of
yes.
this month, whatever.
And we even have other nonprofits that help us out too. Breckenridge Village is out there every week helping us.
Okay. And I've seen that with other, I was working at a station this years ago down in Houston. And we all took a weekend and did Habitat for Humanity. I mean, it quite often you can get a company involved in that kind of this kind of work.
Yes, and we have group opportunities for volunteering as well. During the holidays, we have a Santas for Seniors program where we gift every single one of our 2,000 clients a gift, and we'll be seeking those gifts from the community later on this year. But we assemble those bags, and that's a great opportunity for groups to get together and help us out.
Yeah, the holidays it's a different time, I guess, for an operation like yours, because you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, and you want to do something special. Yeah. How about Thanksgiving? What do you guys do?
They get a special Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which may be the only Thanksgiving meal that they receive. So it's a nice turkey and dressing meal.
The clients you have, the clients you see that you've called on, or that your volunteers tell you about, what kind of folks are they? What do they say in terms of what this means to them?
They are very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And we've received feedback from many of them that say we are truly a blessing to them. And we're truly the only ones that they see. And without this meal, they may have to resort to living in with a family member or in skilled mm-hmm. nursing. And we all want to live in our own homes more comfortably. And this service really allows for that to happen with many of our clients.
Well, skilled nursing may also be beyond their means.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants to impose on their family.
No.
I mean, if they can possibly help it. And the family may not be anywhere nearby.
Absolutely. That's why that safety check is so important.
Yeah. Have the safety checks turned up problems in the past?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we have stumbled upon clients who needed medical attention, and our volunteers are trained to stay with them until medical mm-hmm. services arrive.
How do you prepare people for that sort of thing? What kind of training is involved if you want to become...
We walk them through the process of what to look for, mm-hmm. and also we train them to at least hear their client and try to lay eyes on them every time they deliver to make sure that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just drop the meals off on their porch
right. Like
another service might do.
Sure.
But we want to make sure that they're okay and that they don't need any additional services.
So it's not DoorDash. That's not what we're talking about here.
No, yeah. Sir.
So are they trained to look for things that might be a problem for an older person?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we try to keep them on the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get to know that client, yeah. you can recognize if they're in an altered mental state or maybe they're not the same as they were mm-hmm. last week. So we have their emergency contact information, and we'll call a family member or we'll call emergency services if they need it.
So basically it's stay alert. You know, Mrs. Johnson sounded a little different today, that
yes.
sort of thing.
Yes.
You also, this one surprised me. Tell me about Meals for Pets.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, yeah.
I love talking about that program.
Because we've also had the Pets for People here on, and you work with them, right?
We have worked with them, too. They were crucial into the foundation of the Meals for Pets program.
Okay.
And the reason why we started this program, almost a dozen years ago,
mm-hmm.
is because our volunteers came back to the office and said, Mrs. Smith is not eating her meals. She's feeding it to her dog. She doesn't have the money or the resources to feed her dog. So
yeah. We
wanted to be able to step in and help. We provide a 2-pound bag of dog food or cat food mm-hmm. to over 500 pets in
East
Texas. Yes. And that is strictly a donation-based program. All that pet food comes in from the community.
Mm-hmm. So that would obviously, if you're an animal lover, that would be a perfect place to donate.
Absolutely.
Now, I was reading the website. A lot of clients, they can't properly care for the pet due to maybe bad eyesight. They're mobility is impaired, hospitalization, that sort of thing, which I get, would be a problem if a person lives alone, if they have to go to the hospital for a few days.
Absolutely.
What do they do with the dog? Yeah. Do you guys help them out with that?
If they need it. We haven't stumbled upon that issue before. I've heard of volunteers that have taken in pets before.
Yeah.
I've heard those stories, but we have not stumbled upon that. But if we did, we would definitely help them out.
Well, and you I know you say you're looking for some sponsors who can help with animal wellness exams, neutering if need be, flea prevention, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we want to be able to help our clients care for their pets so they don't have to surrender them, because that companionship is very important to many of our clients, over 500 of them.
Yeah.
To be exact.
Well, it is. You know, dogs, I'm a dog guy, what can I say? But they're family members, you know. Which is why we grieve so much when we lose one, you know.
Absolutely.
So you're there for them and for their pets.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you start that aspect of the program? I know you mentioned Pets for People. Yeah.
Yes, they were vital in helping us get this started. And from the very beginning, they helped supply a lot of the food that we provide to our clients, and that program has just grown over the years. Mm-hmm. But their volunteers have actually helped us package our pet food as well. So that has been a great partnership.
Okay. And they can probably steer you also toward professionals that can help if the animal needs something.
Yes,
some sort of treatment. Yeah. But if anybody out there would like to volunteer their services, I'm sure you're more than welcome to.
Yes.
They are more than welcome.
Yes, they can visit our location at 3001 Robertson Road. Mm-hmm. They can give us a call at 593-7385, or they can visit our website at www.mealsonwheelsetx.org.
I hope you had a pencil out. We'll give you that before we're done. We talked about that. Let me get back to the holidays. Let's talk about Christmas. What are those visits like during the Christmas holidays?
Well, when we have a gift in hand, it's very rewarding. I delivered a gift.
Just like the Publisher's Clearinghouse showed up on their front porch, yeah.
I delivered a gift to a client a couple of years ago, and of course we were invited in, and she said this was going to be the only gift that she received.
Oh.
So you think about we collect blankets and puzzle books and no-slip socks, and even though clients get a blanket every year, they look forward to that brand new blanket that is provided to them through the community.
So the gift will be generally something practical.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. And it has to be, I guess, particularly in that time of the year, it has to be, as you say, a little heartbreaking for your volunteers.
It is, and I've heard of volunteers who have gone above and beyond in taking a special gift or additional food to the clients that they've pretty much adopted as their own. So I would say it's a rewarding time of year to know that we are giving back. And I say we, and that's a community as a whole, because the community provides those gifts for our clients, and we're just the vessel that delivers them to them.
Yeah. And as you say, a lot of the volunteers, they add a little bit to the pile.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
We are very grateful for our volunteers.
Can you think of instances when it particularly struck you, the gratitude, the reception you got, that sort of thing?
Just seeing the look on our clients' faces when we arrive is a reward in itself. And being welcomed into their homes, because not a lot of them are visited on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And they do like to talk to someone that they can trust and that they respect and come to love. So it is very rewarding just to see that look on their face and to be invited into their home.
Well, and as we were talking earlier, you almost become a part of the family.
Yes.
Probably at some point.
Yes, we do.
If you got a regular route and regular clients, that sort of thing.
Yes, and we receive Christmas cards from our clients, and some of our most vulnerable clients even send in regular donations, which some of those very small donations mean so much. Mm-hmm. They are, I would say, even biblical gifts from our clients.
Yeah. Do you want donations for these kinds of gifts? Is that something you're looking for?
We accept donations for our Santas for Seniors gifts, and we'll have boxes out in the community in November, and people can drop off those gifts at our location on Robertson Road or in any of those boxes throughout the community.
What are you looking for? I mean, we mentioned a couple of things, yeah.
Basically, the fleece blankets, no-slip socks, puzzle books, any kind of basic toiletries are also nice to add to those bags.
Okay. I'm looking here for, I printed some stuff up. You got an Amazon wish list.
We do. And most of those items are on that wish list.
Yeah. So go to the Amazon list and, you don't have to go to Amazon, but go to the Amazon list and see what you can provide.
Yes, and they can have it shipped directly to us, or they can stop by our office and receive a tour and see what we're all about.
Are any of your volunteers a little surprised at what it's actually like? I mean, they probably think maybe initially, yeah, I'm going to be sort of like DoorDash. Hey, how are you? Here's your lunch. Have a good meal. And it turns out to be more than that.
I think a lot of them just do it that first time, and they think, oh, it'll just be an occasional thing, and they become hooked. We see volunteers that have been with us for over 40 years.
Wow.
So it is truly something that becomes part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as much as it helps the client, it probably also helps them, too.
Yes.
It's widened a group of friends that are, in this particular case, very grateful to see you.
Yes.
And we don't get enough of that in our daily lives.
No, we don't. And volunteering has been proven to improve people's lives.
Is that what your volunteers tell you? I mean, what stories do they come back with?
We hear all kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. And I get to hear a lot of the conversations that happen in our volunteer lounge. And our volunteers arrive and spend sometimes hours in our lounge.
Really?
Because they have formed a bond with other volunteers. So it's also good for them just to have that sense of community in our volunteer lounge.
So it becomes a club, anyways. Yeah.
Basically, yes.
And I'm guessing swap stories, tips. Here's how to handle that kind of situation, etc.
Yes, some of our regular volunteers can even train the new volunteers. They kind of take on that role to give those tips to our new volunteers.
Here's what you're going to run into, and you know, Ms. Johnson loves to talk, but you got other doors to hit. You know.
Yes, I've heard stories of volunteers that carry pet treats with them to ward off the neighborhood stray animals so they can get to the door.
Good idea. Throw a couple of milk bones out there and you're good.
Yes.
Now, I ran across this on the website. Will DoorDash or Uber Eats take over Meals on Wheels deliveries?
We do not believe that will happen in East Texas.
Okay.
Because that's...
Does that happen elsewhere?
I believe it is happening in other areas.
Okay.
But it takes...
Do they just have a lack of volunteers? Is that it?
I think so. And funding and... But it takes out that human contact that we need. And we also connect our clients to other organizations that they might need. Mm-hmm. If they need additional food, we refer them to the food bank. If they need repairs, like to a ramp, we might refer them to the Texas Ramp Project. Mm-hmm. And PATH will provide them with assistance as well. So we refer our clients to other organizations so they can truly stay in their homes longer.
Yeah, I mentioned Habitat. They do repairs as well.
Yes,
I mean, there are any number of organizations that will help you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But our clients may not know about those organizations, and our volunteers and our caseworkers can help connect them to those organizations.
Okay, Tiffany, let's give them the pitch. We got like 30 seconds left. Let's give them the phone number, address, etc.
3001 Robertson Road. We are right next door to the East Texas Food Bank. They can call us at 903-593-7385. They can visit our website at MealsOnWheelsETX.org.
All right, Tiffany Damskoff, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having
me. And thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.